Joining us now from Northfield Hospital and Clinics is their president and CEO, Steve Underdahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you so much for being with us today. Certainly much appreciated. I'm sure there's a lot of things to do on a beautiful sunny day, but for a person, for you, I would imagine that means a lot of work.
I must admit, considering how windy and cold and yucky most of the spring has been, days like this stir my inner third grader, and it's all I can do not to go out and play.
You're not alone with that. Hey, let's. We have quite a few things we want to talk with you about today, and I'm going to start off by talking about gun violence. That has been the big topic, just around the country with a spate of mass shootings and, just the violence that has been going on really for the last couple of years, but come to a point, it's really come to a head from a political standpoint about now. Yesterday, reading the headlines in the Star Tribune, 10 Minnesota hospital systems declare a public health crisis due to the rising problem of gun violence. Now, though here in Northfield, we're certainly not immune to that, but we haven't seen some of the violence that have been witnessed by some other cities. But your thoughts, I guess, does Northfield Hospital have, an opinion? Are you with these other 10 hospitals declaring the public health crisis? What can you tell us from an insider's point of view?
So, to start with, I agree with my colleagues from the big systems. I think it was important for the big system leadership to say what they said, and I agree with them. I think outside of the political realm that this always ends up in, the straight up health concern is that this really is, if it was anything else, if it was a disease, we would see it as a real healthcare crisis. I mean, there was maybe in that same Star Tribune article that I think you're referencing, that they were quoting Hennepin Health, where a lot of the trauma in this part of the state goes to, identified that there was a 50% increase in penetrating trauma injuries since 2020, stabbings and shootings are among those. And it's not just the things that make the news at night. It's just this constant drip of firearm violence that ends up really disturbing lots and lots of people's lives. And even though Northfield isn't in the heat of the battle, oftentimes we're really taking a serious look at revisiting the plans that we have in place trying to understand, are there better and different things that we can be doing for the safety and security of our staff and our guests? Keeping in mind that, one of the recent incidents in Minnesota was in Buffalo, Minnesota, which is a very Northfield kind of place. I mean, it's about that size. It's not in the urban core. The potential for these things to happen nearly anywhere, I think, is elevated.
Let's talk about from an operational standpoint, your staff. If somebody comes in with a gunshot wound, I suppose it's in some ways no different than any other wound. But as far as the doctors, the medical staff and personnel, are they educated on ways to treat, some type of violent injury like that?
They are. I mean, the challenge in places like Northfield is that, depending on the severity of the trauma that's caused by shooting, we may or may not have all the resources that somebody might need. I mean, oftentimes they need to go into surgery relatively quickly if there are, there's internal bleeding that needs to be stopped and all of that. Sometimes their trauma is so significant that we need to really get them stabilized and in a helicopter someplace. But there's a whole variety. So we're set up about as well as other community hospital emergency departments to be able to respond to that kind of trauma. The challenge becomes, as an example, if you get somebody that comes in with a gunshot wound, and this happened in a previous organization that I worked with, the next thing you have to think about, interestingly enough, is whoever did the shooting, may also be coming into your emergency room. So you can end up with situations where combatants on either side of an issue both end up converging on the hospital because they're injured. And so that becomes a whole dynamic that most of the time hospitals aren't, you know, that's not how we think, that's not our normal operations. So beginning to think of ourselves as A, the help people, but B, we're the place people go when bad stuff happens, and they can bring bad stuff with them. And so that whole set of potential scenarios becomes part of what we need to do as prospectively as possible, think through scenarios and plans. So we've got a variety of training and processes in place for staff that we're in the process of revisiting right now. And we're also taking a look at, you know, what is the right level of security for our buildings and campuses? On one hand, we don't want to become a locked compound. On the other hand, we have a duty to, protect our staff and our patients and our visitors. And with this trend, and I think a disturbing trend, of these events seem to be centered around so-called soft targets. So grocery stores and schools with little kids and medical centers and places like that seem to be places that are sought out in some cases for this kind of activity, which is, terrifying and really discouraging. But nonetheless, part of our responsibility is to think through, okay, if this is the world that we're living in, what do we do?
Yeah. Steve Underdahl is our guest from Northfield Hospital and Clinics, their president and CEO. I'm going to move, kind of turn the page here, move on to the next item. Rich Larson, our news director, and I were talking earlier this morning about your appearance here. And he goes, this may be the first time since Rich has worked here that we won't be talking about COVID. I said, no, Rich, we're going to be talking about COVID. We can't get away from it. Unfortunately, it's not gone yet. But, we have seen that spike this spring where there were a lot of cases, but it seemed to be milder cases than we've seen at other times in the last couple of years. We're heading into summer now. It's where people get together, mainly outdoors, as much as we can. But what should we know heading into the summer season?
So I think in general what people should know is that their general feeling that things are better than they were is right. I think that should be tempered with the idea that as we continue to have to respond to this pandemic, it's not over yet, and some of the basic things that are precautions are still in place. So we've got new variants that continue to come. We had the BA 2.1 that is spreading, but there's also a BA4 and a BA5 that had a negligible impact in the United States 2 weeks ago, and now I think as of Tuesday, the CDC said are accounting for about 13% of the new cases. Doesn't seem like it's worse, but all of these seem to spread a little more quickly. So, getting vaccinated, getting boosted, using those tools that we have, I think, is the secret sauce. And if you're sick, be courteous to others. Stay away from people if you're sick. If you don't know whether it's allergies or whether it's COVID, get your tests, do those kinds of things. I think that can go a long way to making sure that our summertime together with friends and family is less impacted. I think we may see that there's the potential for another spike going into the fall. The other sort of the good news is, I think, is that, we went for several weeks and we didn't have any COVID patients in the hospital. And then we started to see one and then one and two and one and two and zero. We've got zero today, but we've had one or one and two all week for the last couple of weeks. Most of those people, not just in our hospital, but around the state from talking to my colleagues, are generally people in the hospital with COVID, not because of COVID. And I think that's just an incredibly better place to be than where we were. So It's not over. Do the things that you know to do. And I think, we can look forward to, a summer that's, less impacted by this.
Yes, please. Knock on wood. And while we're talking on that subject, what's the latest with vaccinations? I understand that has the FDC approved vaccines for young children now?
Very close. So okay. It's expected that the final will happen here yet this month for okay. the kiddos under five. And so, lots of people have, questions and concerns about new vaccinations for little kids. One of our pediatricians, Ben Flannery, has done a series of short videos that are on our website answering common questions that people have. And then if people have very specific questions, they can certainly reach out to their doctor or their child's pediatrician. In the meantime, folks that are over five, we're recommending that you kind of keep on schedule, get your boosters when you're recommended to get them. The efficacy of these shots tends to wane over time, we think. But like we were talking about a couple minutes ago, still seems to really be doing a good job of keeping lots of people from getting seriously sick to the point where they need to go in the hospital, like was the case a year ago. So again, if you're up for a booster, we encourage you to get one. If you have questions, reach out to your doc. And specifically, if you have questions about vaccination for these littlest kids, feel free to, jump onto our website and you may find some resources that are helpful there or give us a call. We're happy to walk you through it.
All right. Let's move on to some items I want to talk to you about that are more specific to Northfield Hospital and Clinics. And that, first of all, you've made some upgrades and changes in your electronic health records system. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's interesting that electronic health records are one of those things that sounds so inside baseball and techie and probably uninteresting, but it really is one of the sort of organizing tools of how medicine is done today. And it's a really big deal for medical centers. It's really expensive. EHRs can cost what we used to spend on buildings, just for some perspective. And we're updating our medical record system. It's really what we use to manage all of our patient records, plus a lot of the health information. We've been working on this for about a year and a half. We're in the final training process. What I would say to our patients and our public is that, it's going to take us a little time to get up to speed. So anytime you get a new piece of tech, it goes a little slower at first. So you might find that, the appointment that you used to have that took 10 minutes takes 13 minutes. I would encourage you to be patient with us. We'll get better as we go. The analogy that one of my colleagues uses is it's kind of like getting a brand new cell phone that's got different features. It's not like you don't know how to use the phone, but it takes a while to get accustomed to it. So again, things might be a little slower for a little while, but we'll catch up really quickly. Things like 911 service and that kind of thing will not be affected, or delayed. So folks shouldn't be concerned about that.
Now, I look up my health records currently and my appointments and anything else I need to know on the My Health platform that the hospital uses, and I really like that. It's pretty handy. Will that be changing or be anything different for the user interface on our end?
I think ultimately, yes. The idea, as I understand it, is that those things will all get updated and easier to use as well. So I think the march of technology in recent years for almost everything is ease of use. And, you and I are of an age where we remember back where, you had to be a computerologist to run your laptop, and it's migrated from, really this is a tool that should work for you and not make you become an expert in it. And so this technology is evolving along the same lines.
Northfield Hospital President and CEO Steve Underdahl is with us. We're talking about some of the things going on at Northfield Hospital. You know, you've through the years, you have expanded the services that you offer. You know, we talked, I think, within the last 6 months about the wound care center that's got so much attention on a national level now. Now you've kind of gone even further than that into a spine care and have some specialty, I guess it's some specialty services from your orthopedics department about that. Let's talk about the spine care.
Yeah, we started a new clinic at our orthopedic and rehab services clinic, the one on Jefferson Road, really around spine care and back pain issues that people have. You know, it's something like, you know, 4 out of 5 Americans have some kind of back pain of some sort or another. And so what we've put together is a team of physicians and therapists and some surgeons that we're consulting with to really assess people's condition and help develop treatment plans for them. So many of these conditions really don't require surgery. I think that's one of the fears people have, is that if I start going to the doctor about my back thing, it's going to result in a back surgery, and I don't want to do that. And lots of them don't. So we've got two really experienced physicians, Dr. Monty Sepper and Dr. Jeff Mellon, who've been doing spine assessment and treatment planning for a number of years. And then we've partnered with Twin City Spine Center, who's bringing down two spine surgeons to see patients at our orthopedic clinic. They won't be doing spine surgery here in Northville. If somebody would require surgery, they would go to one of Twin City Spine Centers to do that. But they're available, especially to help people evaluate, is this something that requires a surgery or does not? And again, most of these folks don't. And kind of like the wound clinic that we've talked about before, Jeff, you know, the number of people that live with this sort of chronic and persistent pain and disability relative to their back pain and spine and neck issues is a lot of people. And many of them can find some relief by getting the right combination of assessment and therapies.
Steve Underdahl, once again with us. Steve, we're going to let you go here in just a moment or so. I want to ask you one more question. You know, about a month and a half ago, I dropped off a number of books that I've been saving for a couple of years at the Northfield Arena for the book fair. The auxiliary brought it back. I was so impressed that a literal army of volunteers were there. It was like one of those anthills where everybody's just running around doing something. It by all measures, it looks like the auxiliary's book fair has been a success this year.
It was a great success, we owe tremendous gratitude to that auxiliary group that does this. You and I have talked about this before, that it's maybe a uniquely Northfieldian thing, is that an army of volunteers with really specific sets of skills, like library science skills, can organize such a thing. I mean, it was also very reinforcing to have one of these lovely traditions that we have here in Northfield back. They raised a record amount of money, and the money goes to be of assistance to the medical center. In a variety, they fund projects from almost every year with this money. We are extremely grateful to our colleagues at the auxiliary.
Yeah, they did a great job. Steve, is there anything else? I'm out of questions. Anything else you'd like to pass along?
I the only other thing I would say is that, you know, as this pandemic is hopefully sort of grinding on but coming to a little bit of a close, that I just want to recognize our healthcare workers. Again, this has sort of evolved from a frantic sprint to an exhausting marathon in some ways. And I just can't overstate the gratitude that we have for the folks here at NHNC and really selfless efforts. The work's hard. It's stressful and unrelenting sometimes. And I sincerely believe that these people and their colleagues around the world are really this generation's standard bearers for public service, and that we all owe them a debt of gratitude. And hopefully we get a little breather here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd echo those sentiments. Steve, thank you so much for coming on with us today. Much appreciated. And we'll catch up with you maybe at the end of summer.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Steve Underdahl from Northfield Hospital and Clinics.